American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday. Paying attention, Michael? 24th day of September? No? October? If it's November, the election has already taken place, and Donald Trump will take office in January. It is the 24th of October, folks, 2016. Yes, we're live. We're not Memorex. Thanks to Tim Spencer for filling in for me last Friday. Had some stuff to do, but it was a good way for him to come up and promote his own show on the network. So thank you, Tim, if you're listening today. And, man, I'm just chock full of all kinds of good stuff today. And we'll get around to all of that today, Mr. McDonald.
All right. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, well, exciting. Your phone isn't exciting. We're trying to juice that thing up right now as you speak. You know what I discovered? That these neocon whatever on Patriot Radio 125 Sirius Radio,
yeah,
they don't have anybody board hopping for them. In other words, there's no engineer there when they take calls live on air. Uh-huh. There's nobody there to try to contour, if you will, or adjust for the sound quality. Now, we had standard boards set up usually for Skype. Telephone's a little bit different. You were sounding like you were talking into a mud puddle. But through the experience of the board operator, he was able to tweak you. So now you are clear. Not as full and rich as you sound when you're on Skype, but... you're readable.
So if I'm reading you right, I've been tweaked?
Man, you've been tweaked.
Okay.
You've been tweaked. By the way, I've started to rumor that you're a Northern Californian redwood hugger, tree hugger.
I cut them down. I'll be honest with you.
Uh-oh. Is that how you built that deck on the back of your house?
Yes.
I want to start out the program. I've been trying to figure out what Donald Trump has been talking about, how he's going to bring back jobs to the country and this, that, and the other. Well, first, I want to point people to Dylan Radigan. Do you remember Dylan Radigan? He had a show on MSNBC.
Yes, sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Dylan Radigan.
Yeah, the operative word there is had. Mm-hmm. They can't suffer anybody else being on airwaves, whether they're bought and paid for, network executives, owners, whatever. Every once in a while, one of the hired help, one of the farmhands, gets out of line. Now, what I'm going to replay for you, folks, is something that was recorded 3 years ago. And Dylan Radigan went on a rant that you would expect a John Stattmiller to do, okay? When he gets teetotally pissed off. And within this is the idea, and I'll see if you can pick it out, Ron, as to how the great Donald is going to bring back the jobs in America. Now, he's already stated that, look, these corporate taxes at 35%, Corporate tax is at 35%. Forget all the other hoops and regulations and rules that you have to have a standing bevy of army of lawyers on standby that, you know, hey, it still costs money whether you use them or not. It's called retainer. And then when the clock starts ticking, depending on how much firepower you need or by reputation, it could cost you anywhere from $500, maybe $1,500, maybe $2,000 an hour. But in this, talks about how do we get this thing going? Now, keep in mind, folks, we're still in the lower colon here of the Obama administration, okay? But this is 3 years ago. Listen to what the man says, and it's self-explanatory why he still no longer has a job on MSNBC. And by the way, before we go to this, the alternative media out there, you want to know why Hillary Clinton was talking about the alt-right? And, of course, they used Alex Jones as the poster child for the alternative media. I'm sorry, we're not all we don't do fear porn here. Israel hasn't figured out how to do fear porn yet. Well, yes, they have, but it isn't like their porn industry that's worth well over $1 billion a year. But what is happening, Bill Still, every once in a while I'll play a clip on this program. I'll definitely include his video reports that are generally not that long. He has a specific title and gets up and he does it and he distributes it. And he gets a lot of viewers. Well, Bill Still just announced today that he's got more viewers, folks, than CNN. Bill Still, his program Still Reporting. When I hear stuff like this, it just makes me grin. All right, let's get this out of the way. And Ron, see if you can pick out how Donald Trump is going to return the jobs here to America, and more importantly, how he's going to finance them. You ready there, Mikey? All righty.
We owe $70 trillion.
I understand that, but
to those due to walk out
saying,
a $4 trillion solution, which is basically just a way for the Democrats to avoid dealing with this until 2017... I'm not here to talk about plans to deal with this till 2017. I'm saying we've got a real problem, and I'm tired of Republicans and Democrats who either want Republicans who want to burn the place to the ground, and Democrats, with all due respect, who want to offer a plan that gets it through their end of their second term of their presidency, and then screws me and my kids when it's over. And until we do that, we have to deal with the extraction that is at foot. It is the reason the financial markets are behaving the way they're behaving. That is a mathematical fact. This is not some opinion. This is a mathematical fact. Tens of trillions of dollars are being extracted from the United States of America. Democrats aren't doing it. Republicans are not doing it. An entire integrated system, financial system, trading system, taxing system that was created by both parties over a period of 2 decades is at work on our entire country right now. And we're sitting here arguing about whether we should do the $4 trillion plan that kicks the can down the road for the president for 2017 or burn the place to the ground, both of which are reckless, irresponsible, and stupid. And the fact of the matter is, until we actually, and I'm sorry to lose my temper, but I tell you what, I've been coming on TV for 3 years doing this. And the fact of the matter is that there's a refusal on both the Democratic and the Republican side of the aisle to acknowledge the mathematical problem, which is that the United States of America is being extracted. It's being extracted through banking, it's being extracted through trade, and it's being extracted through taxation. And there's not a single politician that has stepped forward, Susan, to deal with this.
But there's only one right now. The leader of the free world, whether you like it or not, the president of the United States is arguably one of the most powerful individuals we have out there.
But
and
Susan,
he's
what you're
president.
Saying is exactly the point that Dylan is making. It's not about one guy. It's about all of them.
No, I actually disagree. I think Dylan is saying
it is about one guy.
I would like him to go to the people of the United States of America and say, people of the United States of America, your Congress is bought. Your Congress is incapable of making legislation on health care, banking, trade, or taxes, because if they do it, they will lose their political funding and they won't do it. But I'm the president of the United States, and I won't have a country that is run by a bot Congress. So I'm not going to work with a bot Congress and try to be Mr. Big Guy. I'm working with the bot Congress. I'm going to abandon the bot Congress like Teddy Roosevelt did, and I'm going to go to the people of the United States and I'm going to say, you've got a bot Congress. And until we get rid of the bot Congress, which is Jimmy Williams' constant point, which is get the money out of politics, and until a president says that's the problem and says he's going to fix it, there is no policy that I can possibly see, no matter how brilliant your idea may be, or your idea, or my idea, or her idea, or your idea at home, is. That idea will not happen as long as there is the capacity to basically fire a politician who disagrees with me by taking funding away from him. Is that a fair assessment?
Money in politics is the root of all political evil. It is corruption at its worst. And until we step up and kick that out of the park, it's going to be the same system.
And only the president can do that. We're going to
No, no, no. The Congress has to do it, too. The Congress has to do it, too.
But I'll tell you what. How bad does it have to get? How much money has to be extracted? How many things have to be hurt?
Down to brass tacks. Okay, physically, what do you do?
You go and give a speech.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You say,
and then what happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow what happens is you begin the process of actually investing in solving the problem. So I come out and I say, how? I create an infrastructure bank with 2% blending immediately. Once I explain to people the problem, once I explain to you you have cancer, once you understand how screwed up your trade, tax, and banking policies are, believe me, you will have no issue when I incorporate an infrastructure bank that I fund with repatriated offshore money that I bring in and then use to create 2% direct lending to every business in America. Because when you realize that the banking system is fully corrupt and defrauding us, and I come out and say that, which is what I want my president to do, that at that exact moment I say, you know what? We got a screwed up situation here, people. You all know it, and now what? I'm going to admit it. And as a result, not only have I admitted it, but we're going to begin the process of solving it like grown-ups. They did it in World War II. They did it after the Civil War. They did it in Latin America with the Brady Bonds. We are not seeing it happen now. The panel stays.
Well.
Wow, that was hot.
Well, and until such time as the president of the United States tells the people how they're being screwed, gee, let me think. There's two candidates running for president of the United States. Which one of those two has done that?
If you're asking me, it was Donald Trump.
It was a rhetorical question. It didn't require an answer from a tree hugger in California. He wants to repatriate the money. You know, I kept turning this thought over in my head. How is Trump going to refire the economy? How is he going to do that? Well, he's already said that. Look, we have the most regulated. You know, these companies, corporations, whatever else, their tax rate, they're being taxed at 35%. What did Hillary Clinton come out and say? Well, these people represent the top 1% of this country and they should pay more. Okay, basically what she's saying is any businesses out there that are still existing in this screwed up, socialized point of view of how to run things, what do you think is going to happen to that 35%, it's going to go up. So she's prepared to chase the rest of the businesses here in this country out. Donald Trump has turned around and said, look, it's going to be a 15% tax rate. We want you to come back in the country. And by the way, here's your incentive. The products you're producing right now, magically, he maintained a 35% import fee. We used to call them tariffs at one time. So he's already addressed that. And what really is at stake here, what he will not come out and say, which he probably can't, because everything that Donald Trump says, it's fodder for the news that have already proven themselves to be nothing but, well, they're not even high-class whores anymore. They're backstreet alley whores. They're all in. And like I said, when you got Bill Still beating out CNN on a regular basis for listenership or viewership, you know they're in trouble. So he said, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to do an infrastructure bank. So we want these corporations to start repatriating their money back in the United States. He wants to turn around and say, okay, we got liquidity now. You boys come back in, you know, buy stuff or buy your old stuff back or buy some old stuff and modernize it or build anew, which itself would create a lot of jobs. This guy is, you know, he doesn't have to be the greatest businessman on the face of the planet, but he's been involved in business. He understands how it works, much to Hillary Clinton's chagrin that, well, Donald doesn't pay any federal taxes. Well, I'm right there with Donald. And if you know the system, you can game the system. Well, Hillary's going to do just pick up where Obama has left off. We're going to have more war, more corruption, more kickbacks, more payola, more of everything. But here's the clincher. The system will collapse because we have this pending debt bubble out there that many have speculated should have already popped. Well, it hasn't popped yet. What is it? 14 days? How many days, Mikey, do we have until November 8th? What, 2 weeks? 15 days. 15 days. And what I'm starting to see at the 11th hour, 11:59, let's call it 30 seconds to midnight, I'm starting to see the people that have remained silent starting to come out of the woodwork. Now, on last week's one of my programs last week, Ronald, I was talking about he's got friends. He's got friends in the FBI. He's got friends in the Pentagon. He's got friends in the CIA. And I'm not talking about, you know, front men or those to come in and pose as your friend that are really your enemy. No, folks, these are people that recognize what is happening and they want it stopped. And they realize now the corruption. If they didn't know before, they certainly know now. One of those indicators, you remember a guy by the name of James Kellstrom, head of the FBI?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. He just came out the other day, and we had to pick this up from RT, Russia Television, or Russia Today, or whatever the hell they're calling themselves. No American media, of course, picked this up. Kellstrom, visibly upset, did an interview and said, look, and this is the first time, folks, in the history of the FBI, that any retired or current FBI guy has come out and said this. He says Hillary Clinton can't be in office in 2017. He's come out and said that. More and more people are coming out. Remember the folks, the religious people are being choked by the 501c3? People kept asking the question, well, why have the churches gone silent? Well, even that is changing. I was watching the God Channel today, and there was a woman that is doing prayer networks and networking with all religions in this country. And she has come out and said that Hillary Clinton cannot be in office in 2017. Whoa, does that smack in the face of the 501c3 that these churches have and religious organizations, because it was rigged. You can't talk about politics. Well, these people are breaking the mold. They are standing firm, and they are not afraid. Time after time after time, every time that I'm turning around now, I'm starting to see these people, Ron, that formerly were in the matrix or deeply planted in the woodwork that you'd never see them, are now starting to come out. And they're coming out with no fear and the conviction that things are going to change.
Well, you know, I think there's a hidden majority out there that hasn't been addressed, and it has to deal with that taxation system. Donald wants to cut it down to 15%, as we both know, but he also says that the corporations need to reinvest that back into their promoting jobs and products and things of that nature. But what doesn't come out is we have God knows how many large or huge corporations in this country, the silent majority, the employees, that if that corporation were to leave the United States, those employees would lose their jobs. So do you think that the employees would be voting for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton at this point?
Well, and even the unions are starting to get it. Even the unions have finally realized that, wait a minute, you know, they've been talking about a lot of different things, and the only thing we've ever seen is our jobs, our retirement benefits, everything up and disappear like a fart in a Texas windstorm. They are changing. So the entire base that before had supported people like the Democrats and people like Hillary Clinton is disappearing fast. Here we, a couple of weeks from November 8th, and the entire Clinton machine is starting to crumble right before her eyes.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you watch the Donald Trump roast, I guess, for lack of a better term?
It was, yes, I did.
The Al Smith charity dinner?
Yes.
Well, a lot of people I've talked to did not listen to it. Now, the idea behind this is that the two rivals running for POTUS is to come together and for charity. So they give a nice dinner, all the muckety-mucks show up, and in this particular case, you can just about figure out who all the muckety-mucks are. I'm looking at a picture right now. The vampire. Rudy Giuliani is there. Michael Bloomberg was there. Henry Kissinger is seated almost directly behind the podium or the lectern. And it was rather fascinating to hear this, because Hillary took swipes, even the moderator of this took swipes at Donald, and he was sitting there laughing, taking in a good cheer. But when he got up to speak, people chuckled, but he was repeating what he has been repeating on the campaign trail, in debates, all over the place. And they started to get a little uncomfortable. I'm surprised that half of these people didn't stroke out and die right at the dinner. In case you did not hear it, folks, listen up. Now, this is on YouTube, got about 2.5 million views, and it's still going up. Here's Donald Trump. And what he says, folks, you can take this to the bank. Polls are now showing, well, through the discredited media's, oh, Donald Trump's behind, Hillary Clinton's up. Now, people are doing a serious look at the polls and the polling out there, and it's starting to actually see Donald Trump steadily moving ahead. When last week, what was the narrative did you hear? Oh, on the news, well, we don't know if Trump's going to make it. It looks like Hillary's got it. Blah, 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 blah. Constantly. Constant drumbeat. Now, the positive side of this, for those that are not registered voters, they're going out and registering. People that never, ever in their life voted in a national election, they're going out to vote. There's 24 million registered voters, but they've registered in one state, but they're living in another. Now, if they re-registered, there's nothing that stops them, Ron, from counting those votes illegally, placing them and counting them in their own state. How many illegals do we have in this country? They keep hitting 11 million, and it's been that way for a couple of years now. Probably still closer to 25 to 30 million illegals. We know what Hillary Clinton wants to do. She tried to explain away her open borders attitude by saying, oh, no, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about electricity generation and sharing electricity across borders. Oh, give me a break. She can't even lie straight anymore. She can't even come up with a good enough lie to even cover her lies. Here is Donald Trump at that dinner, folks, and listen to the reaction, and know that the one percenters, yeah, these are the people that want the status quo. They were in attendance, and he had a chance to talk directly to them.
Thank you, Al. Wow. That was good. This is a hell of a dinner. Well, I want to thank Your Eminence. This is really great to be with you again. We love it. Governor Cuomo, a great senator. Hi, Chuck. He used to love me when I was a Democrat, you know. Mayor de Blasio. Wherever you are, where is Mayor de Blasio? Huh? Hello, Mayor, come on. See, in the old days, I would have known him very well, but I haven't been doing so much of the real estate anymore. And I want to thank Al and Nan Smith. Just a fantastic job you do with the dinner, and congratulations on a record. Over $6 million, right? This is their record. And a special hello to all of you in this room who have known and loved me for many, many years. It's true. The politicians. They've had me to their homes. They've introduced me to their children. I've become their best friends in many instances. They've asked for my endorsement, and they always wanted my money. And even called me really a dear, dear friend. But then, suddenly, decided when I ran for president as a Republican that I've always been a no-good, rotten, disgusting scoundrel. And they totally forgot about me. But that's okay. You know, they say when you do this kind of an event, you always start out with a self-deprecating joke. Some people think this would be tough for me, but the truth is, The truth is I'm actually a modest person, very modest. It's true. In fact, many people tell me that modesty is perhaps my best quality. Even better than my temperament. You know, Cardinal Dolan and I have some things in common. For instance, we both run impressive properties on Fifth Avenue. Of course, his is much more impressive than mine. That's because I built mine with my own beautifully formed hands. While his was built with the hands of God, and nobody can compete with God. Is that correct? Nobody, right? That's right. No contest. It's great to be here with 1,000 wonderful people, or as I call it, a small, intimate dinner with some friends, or as Hillary calls it, her largest crowd of the season. This is corny stuff. I do recognize that I come into this event with a little bit of an advantage. I know that so many of you in the Archdiocese already have a place in your heart for a guy who started out as a carpenter working for his father. I was a carpenter working for my True. Not for a long period of time, but I was for about 3 weeks. What's great about the Al Smith dinner is that even in the rough and tumble world of a really, really hard-fought campaign, in fact, I don't know if you know Hillary, but last night they said that was the most vicious debate in the history of politics, presidential debate, the most vicious. And I don't know, are we supposed to be proud of that, or are we supposed to be unhappy? But they did say that, and I'm trying to think back to Lincoln. I don't think they can really compete with that. But the candidates have some lighthearted moments together, which is true. I have no doubt that Hillary is going to laugh quite a bit tonight, sometimes even at an appropriate moment. And even tonight, with all of the heated back and forth between my opponent and me at the debate last night, we have proven that we can actually be civil to each other. In fact, just before taking the dais, Hillary accidentally bumped into me, and she very civilly said, "Pardon me."
The one that started laughing first was Hillary Clinton. That was the sign to everybody else to laugh and clap. Now, she stops laughing and clapping pretty much after this point.
And I very politely replied, "Let me talk to you about that after I get into office." Just kidding, just kidding. And Hillary was very gracious. She said if somehow she gets elected, she wants me to be, without question, either her ambassador to Iraq or to Afghanistan. It's my choice. But one of the things I noticed tonight, and I've known Hillary for a long time, is this is the first time ever, ever, that Hillary is sitting down and speaking to major corporate leaders and not getting paid for it. It's true.
I'm sorry. She laughed one more time.
You know, last night, I called Hillary a nasty woman. But this stuff is all relative. After listening to Hillary rattle on and on and on, I don't think so badly of Rosie O'Donnell anymore. In fact, I'm actually starting to like Rosie a lot. These events give not only the candidates a chance to be with each other in a very social setting, it also allows the candidates the opportunity to meet the other candidates' team. Good team. I know Hillary met my campaign manager, and I got the chance to meet the people who are working so hard to get her elected. There they are. The heads of NBC, CNN, CBS, ABC. There's the New York Times right over there, and the Washington Post. They're working overtime. True. True. Oh, this one's going to get me in trouble. Not with Hillary. You know, the president told me to stop whining. But I really have to say, the media is even more biased this year than ever before. Ever. You want the proof? Michelle Obama gives a speech, and everyone loves it. It's fantastic. They think she's absolutely great. My wife, Melania, gives the exact same speech. And people get on her case. And I don't get it. I don't know why. And it wasn't her fault. Stand up, Melania. Come on. She took a lot of abuse. Oh, I'm in trouble when I go home tonight. She didn't know about that one. Am I okay? Is it okay? Cardinal, please speak to her. I'd like to address an important religious matter. The issue of going to confession. Or, as Hillary calls it, the 4th of July weekend with FBI Director Comey. Now, I'm told Hillary went to confession before tonight's event. But the priest was having a hard time when he asked her about her sins, and she said she couldn't remember 39 times. Nah. Hillary is so corrupt. She got kicked off the Watergate Commission. How corrupt do you have to be to get kicked off the Watergate Commission? Pretty corrupt. Hillary is and has been in politics since the 70s. What's her pitch? The economy is busted. The government's corrupt. Washington is failing. Vote for me. I've been working on these problems for 30 years. I can fix it, she says. I wasn't really sure if Hillary was going to be here tonight because I guess you didn't send her invitation by email. Or maybe you did and she just found out about it through the wonder of WikiLeaks. We've learned so much from WikiLeaks. For example, Hillary believes that it's vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private. That's okay. I don't know who they're angry at, Hillary. You're right. For example, here she is tonight in public pretending not to hate Catholics. Now, if some of you haven't noticed, Hillary isn't laughing as much as the rest of us. That's because she knows the jokes. And all of the jokes were given to her in advance of the dinner by Donna Brazile, which is, everyone knows, of course, Hillary's belief that it takes a village, which only makes sense, after all, in places like Haiti, where she's taken a number of them.
She ain't laughing right now.
Thank you. I don't know, and I don't want this evening without saying something nice about my opponent. Hillary's been in Washington a long time. She knows a lot about how government works. And according to her sworn testimony, Hillary has forgotten more things than most of us will ever, ever know. That I can tell you. We're having some fun here tonight, and that's good. On a personal note, what an amazing honor it is to be with all of you. And I want to congratulate Hillary on getting the nomination, and we're in there fighting. And over the next 19 days, somebody's going to be chosen. We'll see what happens. But I have great memories of coming to this dinner with my father over the years when I was a young man. Great experience for me. This was always a special experience for him and me to be together. One thing we can all agree on is the need to support the great work that comes out of the dinner. Millions of dollars have been raised to support disadvantaged children, and I applaud the many people who have worked to make this wonderful event a critical lifeline for children in need. And that we together broke the all-time record tonight is really something special. More than 6 million net, net, net. The Cardinal told me that's net, net, Donald, remember. We can also agree on the need to stand up to anti-Catholic bias, to defend religious liberty, and to create a culture that celebrates life. America is in many ways divided. Thank you. America is in many ways divided like it's never been before. And the great religious leaders here tonight give us all an example that we can follow. We're living in a time and age that we never thought possible before. The vicious barbarism we'd read about in history books, but never thought we'd see it in our so-called modern-day world. Who would have thought we would be witnessing what we're witnessing today? We've got to be very strong, very, very smart, and we've got to come together, not only as a nation, but as a world community. Thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, 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 well. The luminaries that were part of this, Maria Bartolomeo, the hat check girl, she's sitting there in white gloves and god-awful earrings, just a seat away from Henry Kissinger. Henry, by the way, didn't give any indication one way or the other when Hillary Clinton was talking or Donald Trump. But Katie Couric was there. Bloomberg was there. Chucky Schumer was there. And it's rather fascinating to watch Donald Trump get up in front of these people and tell the truth, Ron, that many millions of Americans have understood for a very long time.
I have to say he did it, and it was hilarious, but it was a knife each and every time he put out a statement.
Yep.
It was a piercing knife.
Yep. And she stopped laughing about halfway through this thing. You could,
I can imagine.
I mean, it's almost inconceivable to me. By the way, folks, the new Project Veritas, the third in the series, which we were promised last Monday, has finally came out. Evidently, Mr. O'Keefe has got a federal lawsuit going on as well. So he's been kind of sidetracked. But the third one is out. And more of the DNC corruption and how they plan to disrupt Donald Trump and all this other stuff. And, you know, this thing about WikiLeaks, Julian Assange reminded people, he said, look, we don't make this stuff up and release it. We're not a propaganda arm. This is information that is sent to us, and we leak it to the world. Hence, WikiLeaks. And there's been a lot said about Julian Assange, his being threatened or whatever in the Ecuadorian embassy. He's still alive and well. Some of the English press have been talking with him. He's in good spirits. He's alive and well. And he ain't dead. And he ain't going nowhere. So what I'm seeing, finally, after all of these years of frustration, finally a man stand up and say and target exactly what the American people have been thinking for oh so many decades. The only way that I, at this point in time, Ron, I think the only way to save the embarrassment for Hillary Clinton, for the Democrat Party, for all the wannabe New World Orderites, socialist, communist, all that think that giving away our sovereignty and joining some bureaucratic country club that we don't elect the leaders and they make decision on matters of sovereignty and issues like that and law. This is starting to crumble right before their very eyes. Like I said, I you know, Henry Kissinger was sitting there, and I'm, you know, you have to check daily to make sure that he's still alive. I'm thinking the guy might have been a corpse, and they just propped him up in a chair to, you know. But no, he was alive. He was moving around. But these are the very people that were in on the fix. These are the very people that had been in and around, slithering around Washington, D.C. for decades. And they had to sit here with a smile on their face to listen to the man that's finally exposing the problems. And I'll tell you what he said about an infrastructure bank, you know, I made the comment that one of the first phone calls he makes when he hits the Oval Office is going to be to the Wall Street bankers. And it's time to open up the credit window. Well, he's done one better than that. These offshore corporations that would dearly love, instead of paying 35%, it would be a good idea to pay 15%. Use your accumulated wealth. We'll do an infrastructure bank. It's not the greatest in the world. You get 2%. Okay, 2% might keep up with the rate of inflation or whatever, but it's a safe way to park their money and to have it actually work and put their money to work as they move back into the country, rebuilding the businesses they abandoned because basically they were chased the hell out of here. Now, I'm not going to make the excuse for all major corporate heads because a lot of them would like to see America die because that's part of their agenda. They look at the world as being now a world market, and I have no allegiance to any one country, even though the people that were doing the living, the dying, and the working in those communities that spent their money buying our product or service, out of hell with them. We got an entire emerging world market. And a lot of them are not seeing it that way anymore. So to repatriate their money, their businesses, I'm finally starting to see a picture here, Ron, of how he's going to reignite this economy.
Yeah, one of the things that isn't raised is that Donald Trump is playing against giants. I mean, giants that are that I believe he's risking his life at every step of the way. And others have gone down for less than what he's doing right now. But if he can make it through and do what he says, my God, there'll be a lot of people placed in prison, including all of Hillary Clinton's people that have helped donate donations to her, everything. Everything involved with that woman. So what's your opinion on whether he's risked his life or not at this point?
Well, he already knows he's risked his life, and the only way for him to stay alive is to become president of the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in He's in too deep. I mean, he waded through 15 other Republicans to get the nominee spot. I mean, and one hell of a lot of self-interested money, referring to the Bushes or to Creepy Cruz or, you know, any number of these other characters. He waded through all of them. And as he was doing this, you know, we always knew who the nominee for the Democratic Party was going to be. At least I did. Bernie Sanders, he made a good run at it. But, of course, he was viable until the Clinton machine came in to crush him. And I guess Debbie Wasserman Schultz, being the good socialist communist that she is, she was trying to rig the thing for Bernie Sanders. When the Clinton machine got a hold of that one, well, she was out. They brought in Donna Brazile. But Donna Brazile came in carrying her own luggage as well. And that, of course, has blown up. Every damn time you turn around with anybody she's hooked up with, you see the corruption. You see it for what it is. And there's no veils. There's no mask. It is what it is. And people are finally starting to get it. Who's getting it? The people that were going to vote for her are the ones that are getting it as well. Oh boy, Hillary, you piano-legged lesbian, what country are you going to move to?
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
To the corporate store.
I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And
I hope you all recognize when Donald Trump does take the presidency of the United States, that's when the real work starts. I hope everybody knows that. I think a lot, Ron, I think a lot of people are thinking, gosh, Donald Trump's going to get in and he's going to fix everything. You'd better think again. This is just the starting gate that's opened up and the real race begins. Instead of the race to the bottom, it's the race to restore the republic. George in Texas. Hello, George. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Well, you know, the thing is, I was listening to Joel Skousen on another radio show, but and the thing is, he sounds like we're all doomed, but I'll say one thing, he's wrong. Because just when you think, when they say Hillary won and America's over, I think they're going to really seriously be miscalculating. I really think the true resistance will start.
Mm-hmm. I've had very, very long conversations with Joel Skousen. I've interviewed him on air, but what's particularly telling is in the private conversations that I won't reveal to the listening audience because they were just that, private conversations. But yeah, there seems to be this theme of all is doomed and gloomed, and I just start looking at from where this message is being drummed up at. Joel Skousen, he lives out there in Utah. Isn't Joel a Mormon?
I don't know.
Well, but you know, I've always said this, and it's true. There's only two people to get in the intelligence business, Mormons and Masons, and I dare you to tell me the difference between the two. But the Mormons are planning on taking over when everything collapses. That's why they, for a number of years, have buried stuff in the mountains out there, all the information and data they can collect. And they think that they're going to be in the catbird seat when, see, the problem we've had before, George, is we've had these supposed well-meaning groups take over things. And, well, you're looking at what their labors have produced, and it's all been rotten. All of it.
But you just, I mean, I listened to him analyze the last Trump debate, and every debate he had, it's like he just picked him apart for every imperfection. And you know, the thing is, even though I wish Donald Trump would have done better, you know, I'm not in his position on that podium, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not having the hot lights, you know, on my three-piece suit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not going to really fault Donald Trump for anything, but the thing is, just when you think America's over, I think Hillary is going to be wet in her diapers.
Well, and
I really think people are not going to accept the results.
And everybody's starting to get a little bit nervous because Donald Trump has been reminding us about the medias, the lying medias. And he's been exactly right about that. And what I really find particularly interesting, and I want to talk about this in the next hour, Ron, so don't let me forget. This merger with Time Warner that has already merged, they bought a bunch of stuff out and they recalled them, renamed themselves Spectrum, and the AT&T Spectrum deal that they're trying to shove through. Now, there are going to only be a couple of reasons why they're pushing so hard for it. Is A, they think Donald Trump's actually going to get the presidency next year, or, we'll go into a little bit further next hour. I just wanted to wet people's whistles on this one. By the way, George, Skousen is an LDS, according to the Wikipedia page. And they're steeped in gloom and doom, and that's what they want because they want to be the ones taking over. Thanks for your call, George. We'll break top of the hour here.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.